I will now pass the mic to Robin to introduce the third set of news.
Efforts to control crime or offensive behaviour in Norwich were in the news this week. Following the widely reported stabbing at a Norwich school, the school is bringing in metal detectors, while at Marks and Spencer's, staff are donning body cameras. There are calls for the council to house rough sleepers due to concern over antisocial behaviour, and school pavement parkers could face fines from special patrols. We often hear that people have an exaggerated belief in crimes, but this week we heard about their surprise when they learn how rare fatalities on city roads are. Here is Jane with the first of these crime-related stories.
A school where a teenage girl was stabbed has introduced metal detectors. The devices, which are handheld wands rather than walk-through archways, will be used on a random basis at Thorpe St Andrews School. A teenage girl, who is a pupil at the school, was taken to hospital with minor injuries following the attack on March the 11th. A 15-year-old boy, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was arrested and charged with attempted murder and possession of a knife on a school premises. A spokesman for the Broad Horizons Education Trust, which runs Thorpe St Andrews School, insisted that the decision to use metal detectors was made before the incident. It follows government legislation in February surrounding the use of mobile phones in schools. We are introducing the use of handheld metal detector wands on a random basis as part of our normal safeguarding arrangements, he said. The 15-year-old boy appeared in youth court in the days after his arrest and is due to stand trial in October.
Staff at Marks and Spencer are donning body cams as the posh shop becomes a target for shoplifters menacing the city centre. Scared workers at the rampant Horse Street store can clip the security cameras to their uniforms and activate them when they feel threatened. It comes after a concerned customer at the site tackled a shoplifter to the floor when they saw them attempting to make off with a duffel bag full of alcohol. Shocked witnesses watched the duo continue to scrap by the flowers section, knocking over a shelf full of houseplants until police arrived. A spokesman for M&S said certain security workers will wear the cameras based on their role, while general staff can choose to wear them if they want to. Shoplifting is on the rise, with data showing it is up by 13% on last year's statistics.
City folk are calling on the council to step up and house rough sleepers over fears of rising antisocial behaviour in Norwich. Shoppers say they are too scared to walk through London Street due to a group of homeless people meeting up daily to drink outside the Tesco Express. Others say they avoid walking through St Stephen Street underpass because it stinks of urine, while sleeping bags, tents and litter are constantly strewed across the floor. They say several tents have been in Chapelfield Gardens for months, and they desperately want the citywide problem fixed. A group of homeless people causing months of antisocial behaviour along the River Wensum in NR3 have refused help from Norwich City Council. This has led to calls for homelessness charities, Norfolk Police and the council to solve the problem. Mike Stonard, leader of the Labour group at City Hall, said, "Thankfully, the number of rough sleepers in Norwich is generally low, but the council is not complacent and works hard to prevent people falling into that situation. When people unfortunately find themselves on the street, we provide outreach support and ensure other assistance is available, such as temporary and supported accommodation.
Special patrols could target drivers outside Norfolk schools when new powers allowing enforcement officers to fine motorists who park on pavements come into force. Norfolk County Council is due to gain new and improved legal powers from the government, potentially later this year, which will enable it to punish drivers who obstruct pavements. County Hall leaders confirmed in March that they were keen to make use of the new powers when they become available. The level of fines which enforcement officers would be able to impose has yet to be confirmed. But in London, where they already have that power, drivers can be fined up to £130, while in Scotland, fines are £100. Motoring organisation RAC has backed the new powers, but stressed councils like Norfolk need to treat drivers fairly.
City folk have been shocked by new data revealing the number of fatal collisions which have happened in Norwich over the last 12 months. People out in the city had thought the number deaths would be in the hundreds, with one person guessing 200. But they were stunned to discover that the figure was much lower, with three people killed on the city roads between April 1st, 2025 and March 31st of this year. People say they expected the number to be higher due to poor road infrastructure, speeding motorists and drivers exhibiting a lack of awareness.